Synchronizing supply and demand. For an organization to proactively manage its business toward optimal performance, demand and supply must be synchronized or in balance, as illustrated in Exhibit 2-10. Exhibit 2-10, balancing supply and demand. If supply exceeds demand, then inventories increase as a result of the imbalance between production and demand. Production rate reductions lead to job layoffs and reduction in plant efficiency. Profit margins suffer from price cuts and discounting. If on the opposite side of the equation, demand exceeds supply, then customer service levels fall as manufacturing cannot match customer demand for products. Costs increase because of overtime and the need to expedite shipping at premium transportation rates. Quality suffers from the rush to ship products. Profit margins decrease as a result of transportation, labor, and quality problems. Balancing supply and demand can occur at the S and OP level, as well as at the master scheduling level, as is addressed more next. Balancing decisions could create trade-off situations, so this is also addressed. S and OP versus master scheduling role in synchronizing. S and OP synchronizes supply and demand at the volume level to help ensure that the production rate is feasible and the order backlog remains reasonable. Master scheduling is used to synchronize supply and demand at the mix level. Rates that impact volume include the overall sales volume, the amount of the product being purchased by customers, and the production rate as well as the following, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Aggregate inventory, the inventory for any grouping of items or products involving multiple stock-keeping units. Order backlog, a past due order or open order yet to be fulfilled. S and OP is most effective when it plans and balances supply and demand at the product family volume level as opposed to the end item or product mix level. This is in line with the objective of the resource planning process, which is to make sure that key resources are available to meet volume and rate of production requirements before the start of production and before the final product mix is known. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines product mix as follows. The proportion of individual products that make up the total production or sales volume. Changes in the product mix can mean drastic changes in the manufacturing requirements for certain types of labor and material. The planning of the end item mix is appropriately deferred to the master scheduling process. Rough cut capacity planning assesses in more detail the adequacy of resources to accommodate product mix requirements shown in the organization's manufacturing planning and control system. S and OP maintains the proper balance of supply and demand through early identification of supply and demand imbalances and resource shortages and surpluses, and through effective coordination of the functions and tactical plans involved in sales and operations planning, making trade-offs. S and OP decision-making involves making certain that tactical plans in every area of the business are in alignment with the overall view of the company's business. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines tactical planning as follows. The process of developing a set of tactical plans, for example, production plan, sales plan, and marketing plan. Two approaches to tactical planning exist for linking tactical plans to strategic plans, production planning and sales and operations planning. A key tactical plan for planning and inventory management professionals is the inventory plan or the backlog plan. These set inventory / backlog levels. So what happens when management makes an add-on or changes its strategy? As one might suspect, there is a cascading effect on the tactical plans in the other areas of the organization. Tough decisions need to be made that require trade-offs. An organization's non-manufacturing executives are often involved in this decision-making process. Therefore, it is important for the plan to be in terms that are meaningful and consistent. Each functional area impacted by the change analyzes the impact of the decision and determines the best alternate plan. Examples of situations where trade-offs often occur include the following. Management decides to expand into a new market after the production plan has already been developed and authorized. In order to accommodate the expansion request, the production of some other product group would need to be decreased. Management wants to satisfy all demand in a peak monthly period, but the S and OP plan shows that it would not be a profitable move. The S and OP plan could instead be leveled over the course of a seasonal cycle. Management wants to measurably improve customer service. S and OP can strive toward that objective, but avoid aggregate production in excess of aggregate demand. Before any trade-offs are made, it is important for top management to fully understand the impact of what is being requested in the context of the sales and operations plan. Rarely is the impact zero, therefore, to make the change requested, something else must be foregone. Once the critical trade-off decision has been made, the production plan is updated and serves as the basis for monitoring and controlling manufacturing performance.